Hi, plant friends. Hopping on the airwaves today to communicate directly with you in the best way I know how through this podcast with a really fun opportunity to feature you on the 100th episode of Bloom and Grow Radio. The 100th episode is right around the corner. I am planning an epic week of celebration, so get ready. There's a big giveaway coming up and a bunch of really fun extra bonus interviews that are going to be hanging out on Instagram. But for the episode, I want to feature our community about what they've learned over the past 100 episodes of Bloom and Grow Radio. So I will be reporting in that week with my top 10 lessons learned from 100 episodes and 100 interviews. And I was thinking, let's expand it to our community and hear from our community about what you guys have learned. A lot of you have been with this podcast since episode 1, 3 years ago. We've all been listening and learning alongside each other, and I want to hear what's resonated with you over the last 100 episodes. So I would love for you to follow the instructions in the show notes and answer the following question. What has been your favorite episode of Bloom and Grow Radio, and how did it help you? And or what is the top thing you've learned from listening to an episode of Bloom and Grow Radio? So I've done many community episodes like this. I have a Google Voice number, and this is how you would submit your reply to that answer. You call the phone number that's in the show notes. You say and spell your name and email at the beginning of the message so I can contact you after I've received it. And then you answer the question. It's really that simple. Here are a couple of tips just to make sure that you have a great sounding soundbite and it doesn't become like a frustrating process for you. Number one, wear headphones with a microphone. You can just use whatever the headphones you use for your phone are, because you can use your phone to call the Google Voice number. It's like any other normal phone number. The Google Voice only allows for a 3-minute message, so you might want to write out your story or your thoughts, jot some thoughts down on paper to allow you to effectively tell your story without getting cut off. And if your story ends up being more than 3 minutes, what you can do is call, record your first 3 minutes of your story, and then call back and leave a second voicemail, and I'll splice those two voicemails back to back. That's worked in the past. So, plant friends, this deadline is going to be real quick. You have 5 days to call in and share your story and your lesson. The deadline is going to be Wednesday, August 5th. So please give me a call and let me know what you've learned. I have been thinking about this community and how this show has grown in the last 100 episodes, and it has been all about you guys, and I really want to make this episode about you and what you've learned in addition to what I've learned, because we've all been learning together. So follow the instructions in the show notes. There's also a blog that's going to live on for these instructions to be available to you for 5 days. They'll also be on my Instagram. Make sure you give me a call. I cannot wait to hear from you. I am so thankful to this community, and I can't wait to be celebrating you all week during the 100th episode Celebration Week Extravaganza. Okay, plant friends, we have another great episode coming out for you next week, so make sure you tune in. And until next time, keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, plant friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about five key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.